Sound like Thriller.
What?
This shit came in. I don't know why. It's too many songs. And they was too lazy on it. They was too lazy.
Baby Pluto.
I don't like Future. I don't like none of Future's collab tapes, but Young Thug and then the Drake one.
He did collab tapes with everybody. He got a Gucci Mane one, but everybody got a Gucci one. I think he got a Thug one too, don't he? He got a fucking Juice WRLD one, a Uzi one, a Drake one. Like whole tapes. Not just like a couple songs.
Come up with me.
But Gucci collab with everybody. Let me look up who all he collab with. I know the nigga got, he got a fucking Migos album. He got a fucking Young Scooter album.
Gucci got about 100 some albums.
Yeah. That's just him. He got 14 studio albums. It's his compilation album. 7 EPs. 74 mixtapes. How do you even do that? How do you even do something like that?
I definitely say Worker of the Year.
Because the century.
If I was ever a rapper, I'd say I'd probably do 6 albums and I'm out.
6? Why 6? And what kind of 6 is going to be? You going to need one each year, or it's like one every like 3 years or something like that?
Every few years. Like Outkast. Come in and get out before they kick you out.
I don't know. Kind of hard to be an outcast. They shit was legendary. And they albums is long as shit. Because this, like, length of an album, it always, like, throw me away sometimes. To listen, like, Stank On You got 24 songs and it's 1 hour and 13 minutes. When I see something like that, especially nowadays, like a new album come out, it's like 1 hour long. I never really want to even click on it.
You know what? If Stank On You would have came out in this time, DJ Khaled would have called it Mysterious Shit. Cause it is a bunch of sounds and shit.
Dang it, I haven't really heard most of it. Niggas gonna kill me. Actually, never mind. No, I see. Yeah, I do. I think this one had like the biggest hits. So Fresh, So Clean, Miss Jackson, Bomb of a Baghdad.
Oh, you know what you need to watch? Watch this on my mom. Mm-hmm. Hip Hop Uncovered on Hulu. That shit been good. It's been about like a lot of the people behind the scenes, like Waka Flocka Mom, Big U, Haitian Jack. It's a good show. It began in depth about like hip hop.
Haitian Jack, I heard him in Tupac song. He said something.
He talked about the Tupac thing too. But he was like,
"What he did to Pop?
If Pop were to release that song, he would have had to see him." Because I guess the song came out when he died.
It did. Against All Odds came out when he died?
Yeah. And he said that he wasn't the one who robbed Pac in New York. He said he know who did, but it wasn't him. He also said he known to clean corners. Like, he known that he's shooting everybody on the block. Haitian Jack, he crazy. They deported. They deported him. That's crazy.
Deported him.
Oh, yeah.
to see what did come on when he died.
He was doing a lot of crime. But he also said he's not a snitch, though. He said, that comes from Suge having Tupac to be what he wasn't. And then they was talking about how, Pac was, he was living two different lives, and then, you know, he thought he was a gangster, and then ran into Orlando, and had Orlando fucked up, and Orlando killed him.
It must have came on when he died. Because they don't even got a fucking song on Spotify.
Yeah,
it's under like some artist called Machiavelli.
The album did come out. Had to make it. It did come out when he died. Because I remember Nas said before Tupac died, like, they had pieced up or whatever.
Yeah.
But that...
That's a wild song.
Yo, Pac was wildin'.
That was a wild song. Nigga named out everybody. Literally. Everybody. I ain't gonna play it. I ain't gonna get copyrighted.
I don't think that would've ended well if Tupac was alive. Haitian probably would've shot him. For real this time. Like,
nigga got deported. But he would've had everybody on. Nigga, he dropped Nas' name, Puff. Big.
Can't be me.
Did he say Dre name? Or he said, was it Jay?
He did JG.
You say? I think he said, we suck J Punk ass, not out of the closet.
No, that was Dre.
Who was that, Dre?
Dr. Okay. Dre. They used to say that Dre was like gay. He's like transsexual. I don't know if that's true, but I mean,
what wrong with him and Dre? Well, you feel like it's Dre left?
I really think a lot of Tupac's beef had to do with Suge.
Yeah.
Just hyping him up.
He was too loyal to Suge. For no fucking reason.
I mean, them people different. The show also went into detail about how the beef actually started. Like, it started with somebody getting killed. One of Suge's people got killed by Puffy's bodyguard. That's how all that whole beef started. Then that's when the Southsides and the mob, Haru, they start beefing. Everybody start picking sides.
I don't think so. This can go on nowadays. With something as wild as this. Either that or you gotta be, you can't be, to have profile. Like, okay, we can talk about that too. But like, with 6ix9ine, like he came with Meek. What would you expect Meek to do next?
Well, me, I expect Meek to keep the same energy. Cause Wack right. Cause Wack, and I don't really like Wack like that, but Wack is right. When the Drake beef was going on, they ran down on Quentin Miller. Mm-hmm. And Quentin Miller never said he wasn't no Ghost Rider. He was just minding his own business, and when they seen him, they beat him up. Then, when they seen some... Meek, mm-hmm. This is on video when they seen
exactly.
Safari.
I saw it.
He said, what's up?
He hopped out the car, and Safari took off running. That shit was funny as hell. Like, he came in the car like he was an Avenger or some shit.
But when it come to, like... And, like, he talk about, like, why me? This, like... Meek is the only rapper who had his name in his... Mm-hmm. He had Tekashi's name. While Tekashi was locked up, he had his name in his mouth.
Saying what he was gonna do.
Talking about what he was gonna do when he see him. So, I mean, I would expect... And then Wack is also right. Meek is not even on probation no more.
Hold on.
Oh, that's what Meek.
Look how he hopped out. Look how he hopped out. Still running.
See?
Where was them niggas at? But nah, see, I wouldn't even say that he's supposed to do something, because if he ain't do all that, say what he would do if he saw him.
Let me just say, we gonna crush you when we see you. Nip got killed by one of them. And I don't get, like, Meek Mill is just the biggest hypocrite to me. Because he just came at App. Mm-hmm. He pressed App on Clubhouse, talking about, I know where you stay. We could have green-lighted you. Like,
why would you even say something
like that? Like, bro, what? But then when 6ix9ine, because 6ix9ine pulled up on you. And where was all that energy at? And then both of y'all got police with you. Like, I just don't get it. But if that was, I think if that was academics, Beat would have probably tried to put hands on him.
Definitely. He been going wild on Nip and Clubhouse recently. Like, he be screaming at people and shit.
Oh, God. Meek should have kept the same energy. Because now I understand back then you not putting your hands on nobody. Because you on probation. But you a free man now. And then you talking about you going to do this, that, and the third. And then I just hate when rappers don't be living how they portray.
Oh, the dude he did Safari. Have his homeboys beat him up.
Exactly.
You gotta tell them. The security, they wouldn't even hold him back for real. They wouldn't hold his time back for real. It was like,
Axe said that both of their security worked for the same. They worked for both of them. Which I don't really find it hard to believe. And I don't really, I mean, I understand, like, you know, when you get in, like, certain situations, you're not supposed to snitch, but I think these rappers are just the hypocrites because Meek is signed to a snitch.
He's signed to a correctional officer.
I just don't get it. But, 6ix9ine's back. You heard the song?
I bet you happy. No, I have not heard the song. Have you heard it?
Yeah, it is. It's wild.
I know you heard it.
Yeah, it's wild. The video wild. He put Meek a little altercation in there.
For real? Then the video come out like a day after that? That sounded like a little plan to me.
Yeah, he, wait, he put it in there. He put the video in there, was like, ran down all your favorite rappers. No, he been, since now I've been posting videos of him running down on people.
Yeah. them random civilians. It's a dude in Foot Locker. He probably just shopping. She's not getting fucking pussy. My girl just shopping.
But he been dissing,
yeah, fine.
Chicago Vine.
That's a little distasteful. That's a little distasteful.
You right.
The man said, rest in peace. That man's gonna kill him.
He ain't got into it with,
Lil Reese. Say something breezy. He said, you gonna die. He said, you gonna die.
Said,
you gonna die.
Why you ain't pull that out when you shit it on yourself?
He gonna hit this shit for the rest of his life. The rest of his fucking life. You shit it on yourself.
I mean, but 600 Breezy, he tripping. You gonna die.
I mean, what's worse than what Meek said to act or like? Anybody else.
Oh yeah, you right.
He said we could have green-lighted you. Like, why would you say that? And Rory, nigga left a note at his house. Like, why would y'all do shit like that?
Yeah. I don't know, but why everybody hate Act so much?
Cause they know he's soft. That's why.
But they don't. Don't do that to nobody else. Don't do that to the Shade Room. They only be at.
Cause like it ain't like one figure. Cause actually he run his page. So you can blame him. The Shade Room, you gotta blame like what 20 people. Cause they all run that same page. Academics, he like a face. Shade Room ain't got no face. And also, Shade Room just full of fucking middle aged black women. You say how you say they say it? Like it's like SK, SK, SK.
Shout out to Shade Room.
And period. And fucking.
You know what I haven't heard from in a while? I haven't heard from T.I. since them allegations came up.
I mean, he usually talk a lot.
He been really quiet. He usually talk a lot.
I think he addressed them.
Yeah, he addressed it. But I ain't heard him. Hopefully,
his last Instagram post was on the 30th. January.
Shot tip. Dang, bro. They probably shut down everything. I ain't heard from Tip, his podcast, nothing.
I mean, he was kind of dressing stuff for you, though. Like, he posted another fake victim. This one 29th, though. This is real page. This is a real page. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real page.
And they're posting fake T.I. and Tiny victims. Mm. They're addressing it. I guess the only reason I could probably see that was because of his comments about his daughter's hymen. That's why I can see that.
Yeah.
But
I think him and his wife, they were probably like having like threesomes or something.
Yeah, something crazy. Like that. Swinging.
But if I don't know that, about
no whole trafficking operation like that.
Yeah. Like what the
they not on R. Kelly shit.
What the girl say? The girl say he put the cocaine on his cheeks.
Something like that. He probably never did it once or twice before.
Like, bro, what?
He probably get down like that, but. No, man. That's some crazy shit.
But with some of the, like, allegations and stuff, like, some of those women, they put themselves in that situation. Like, I mean, if you were escort, why are you mad? You know why you're there.
You say what?
Like, some of those accusers, like, some of them, they knew what they was getting into. Like the escorts. Like, mm-hmm. You know why you here. Like, and then you getting paid. Like, bro.
Damn, bro. You know why you here. So do it. That's fucked up.
You want to touch on Kevin?
Kevin. Oh, that toxic ass nigga. That nigga. Wow. Kevin Samuels. He's a what's his Instagram bio? Like, he said he's like an advisor or something. He really just be talking about their ass.
He's like a clothing person or something.
He's an image consultant, whatever that means.
Influence high value luxury.
Yeah, influencer, high value luxury, lifestyle coach. He be giving it to everybody ass who go on there. Like, he obviously, like, kind of like no helpful advice or anything. So. He's a bougie ass uppity nigga. That's what he is.
See, I can tell you, bougie. Look at the people who follow
BMW, Breitling, Rolls Royce cars, Ferrari. Why do you follow them? Hermes. Yeah, basically.
What? Come on, unmute.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
Mainly, people say he hates like what black women, like I guess single mothers, because that seems to be what he what always pops up on my timeline. Like when he talks about single mothers.
Oh my! So you need to be still. Do so. What do you have on the topic?
modern women survive without men?
Okay, yes. Going back to your original question, you asked if women need men to survive. Personally, I don't. However, I agree with you with everything you said in the past two episodes. Here's why.
Before you, I gotta ask a question. I gotta question this. You don't need, personally, you don't need men to survive.
Yeah, basically, he going there and just like, he will embarrass you emotionally.
He's been my entertainment.
It's definitely entertainment. I've been feeling bad sometimes. Cause he said one woman came on. He said, "Rate yourself 1 through 10, and you can't use number 7." And she, yeah. She was stuck. She was like, "I was like, damn, can't use 7." She said, "I would say 5." Like, damn, man, damn. I just felt so bad in that moment.
Man, that's been my entertainment for the past few weeks. That man's been hilarious. But some of those conversations, he be getting them. He be getting them.
Yeah. I mean, he be on men, too, though.
Yeah, he's...
He be on men, too. He be on that ass, too, though.
I heard he started with men, but he said that one... It wasn't popping like that.
Because man ain't finna argue that much. Like, I be... Like, you can bear some blood. Like, okay, all right. Women, they go at your ass.
Bro said, why are you trying to argue logic? But what be getting me though is when he be getting like the single moms, mm-hmm. about like how they saying the men are not too, how the men, their baby daddies are,
yeah,
they too good for their baby daddies. But then he hit them with the, so why'd you have a kid with him? That be killing me.
It is a little wild. He be like, we don't use goods. Like, but we don't want to use goods. But his egg, like, I feel like he kind of is going to, like, die alone. Who's that?
Mm-hmm. And she fine.
It's Tommy Houston. What's her name? I think she don't love hip-hop or something.
Yeah, man, he cool people. I need to meet him.
I don't want to meet him. He gonna tell me everything wrong in my life, and I'm just cry.
Bro, that bit's so funny. Bro, I got so many friends that need to. They need to hear what he got to say to them.
They just gonna cry, bro. It's like, we tell them, nigga. They still don't do shit.
That's been my day lately.
No, I saw one. He's talking to some dude. He was like, "Well, do you got a big dick? You got a big dick?" Like, he's like, "I know I got a big dick. You got a big dick?" He was like, "Oh, it's average." So his average is like, "No, you got a big dick." I'm like, "Why you put this man through that?" Because he been having like thousands of people in there too on his Instagram.
You a fat fucker. Your money, you making what? Then, like, yo, he was mad. I ain't gonna lie. That was making me feel a little bad, because he was like, cause I guess the guy was like, he was like early 20s making like, I forgot how much he was making. I think he was making like $10 or something. He said, "Yo, money not long, you broke." Why do you feel women need to come to you? Like, I was like, damn.
Damn, I don't even know what do I say now, like, cause I'm handsome. Hell no, I never want to go through something like that.
Bro, saying, why are you trying to argue logic? But I do feel like those people, they do be putting themselves in that situation. Because you got to book to be on the show.
You got to pay?
Or
you got to just like reserve your spot, kind of?
I think so. Yeah, it's got like a website. Mm. Book.
Yeah, they know what they're getting into. They think they can argue with this nigga. And he just don't give a fuck.
And then the one lady, she came in on the wrong night, so he let her have it.
Hold on, what that one at? It was with that one girl. I guess she's like a 6-figure woman. She wanted a 6-figure man.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. He let her have it.
Yeah. She was like, "Well, you already have a baby mama. You're 6-figure." She said, "We," he called earlier. She said, "Like, you're not that attractive." He said something like
your average.
Yeah, that's a girl I was talking about. He said rate yourself 1 to 10. Don't use 7.
But he did bring up a good point though. Some of these people do be getting beside themselves. Like mm-hmm. they be wanting like a 6-figure man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, like half the population only, majority of the population only makes 7 figures.
The population don't make fucking 5 figures.
But I'm glad he pointed out.
Duh, bro. They don't have women in the uproar.
You see how they attacking him already? See,
They tried to get his ex-wife to speak bad on him.
Her? I didn't know he was like married. I didn't know shit about him. I figured he was like single all his damn life or something.
Man, he got kids, actually.
He got kids? Yeah. Why he be talking so much shit about baby mamas then? Nigga, he made a baby mama.
Yeah, you're right. That's like the...
He got kids. He living like he got 21 years old. This nigga about 50. I wonder what, like, what he actually do.
Well, he like an image consultant. He like, I guess he like, if you like trying to get married or like trying to prep for a meeting, like, I guess he like fix you up luxury.
How old is this nigga?
Luxury suit. He about in his 50s. But see, I can already tell, like, the way his suits are, his suits probably cost thousands of dollars. Where did Chad get? A light 500.
I guess he's a dating and lifestyle guru.
I need to see him when I go get married. For the time of my life.
How does it get you 6 figures, though?
Well, he said he was working. He first started off as an engineer. So, you know, engineers do make a lot of money.
So, he been around, like cameras and shit. This 2016, he was on, I guess, Fox.
Damn ass. He was on No Jumper. He was, like, he been doing, like, the consulting and stuff.
Or something.
But it just went hit with the guys.
A Miss Consultant, personal shopper, and style coach.
Till he started being real with women.
Do you think this would be like an even better job for him to do this rather than whatever he was doing before?
Yeah.
He'd definitely be more popular, but I don't know if he could make the same figures. Because apparently he already well off, so he probably won't really give a fuck. He probably doing this shit in his spare time.
Yeah, but also he like around that age because, you know, he was also saying, like, you know, most men or most people, they don't really reach 6 figures until they get like in their mm-hmm. upper age. So, I mean, he already at that age. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
he just living out. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, he been.
A good brand. Something that will last.
Right,
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Especially when you start talking about, you know, men in particular about shoes.
And that's the first thing I look at. One of the first things I look at about a man is their shoes.
It anchors the outfit. I mean, women.
He sounds so proper. Take a picture of your shoes. When he on his shit, he be cussing.
I wear men's shoes. I mean,
You can borrow your friends.
Yeah, nigga's like a Uncle Tom.
See, I couldn't be around him because all I do is wear sweats all day.
Yeah, be comfortable. I dressed up one time. That was for Tion's birthday. One time. You saw the picture?
Yeah, I seen the picture.
Yeah, had a turtleneck.
Judas in the Black Messiah.
I don't know. Wear a turtleneck again.
Yeah, Teddy was on y'all.
Yeah, I know. He said, yeah, he see about 10 turtlenecks today.
Hey, matter of fact, I got Teddy new album.
Give it to me.
It's hard. I ain't gonna lie. He got some good songs in it. Like, I told him, like, this is, because every album he sent me, I tell him what I don't like. Mm. This, I like everything on the album.
What it sound like? Like,
it's more like pop.
Like the song 3M he dropped, it's more like that?
Like record, yeah, it's like hit, like, he's searching for that hit. Mm. And then, you know, Rax.
Yeah, he on it too. Rax. And I seen Dezzo.
Yeah, that's a Rex on the song. They sent me that early though. I was like, okay, okay.
How do you sound?
It's straight.
Send it to me.
We'll talk about the verses later. But,
you gotta pay us for this spot too, nigga. This promo.
What's my Dropbox?
Yeah, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga paid you off?
Let me see if I can just send it to you. Okay, it should be to your check that. Yeah, hot. I'm surprised. I was like, okay.
Hope you got the damn samples clear. It was on the Detroit beat.
That's on. Oh yeah, that's Dez on.
This nigga want Detroit beat.
Yeah, y'all. New Teddy album on the way. Air 2021. Something like that.
Air 2021. Shay, Shay, Shay. Shay. Add a little auto tune to it. Usually he be on like boom bap type beats.
Yeah, like it's that's different.
He get me off, but it's different.
I'm like, you know, Teddy coming through with
broaden his horizons.
Right. You know what? I forgot it was Black History Month.
Me too. Now I'm out of school. Like some shit like that is just so bad. I mean, I see it every day. They make posts about it every day. Never heard too much.
Malcolm X, they uncovered some new evidence saying that the NYPD and the FBI was a part of his assassination.
What was it? It was your homeboy.
They infiltrated.
Your homeboys.
One of them, like one of the guys, he was out on the street. He died a few years ago.
Wasn't
there? But I think he was an informant. Rat.
That's what they say.
Cause like he just walking around the streets. And nobody.
I'm sure police ain't give a fuck.
And he not around, and he not with the nation no more either.
I'm sure they was happy he died.
Yeah, they was happy. They probably had a party.
They did actually. The night of. There was a party after he died. It was still a crime scene.
You're right. They be doing my dog dirty. Rest peace, Malcolm, y'all. You already know.
My bad, I keep going back to this. This is definitely an uppity nigga.
What the name is that? See, I would want to be like somebody like him, but I'm not being it no engineer. To be trapping these oils.
He's one of those people that like who always got AirPods in and don't take them bitches out.
He's one of those people that wear the Rolex to every occasion. Y'all see that? Don't forget.
Ooh, they don't kill his ass.
Yo, what? What? Y'all think I'm kidding.
Y'all think I'm joking. Y'all think I'm kidding. y'all think I'm joking, but it's not, man.
The Latinas are coming for y'all. No, they finna come for you.
The Brazilians are taking over Orlando like crazy.
Orlando?
They don't even speak English. Like, yeah. I'm like, why are you here? You don't even speak English.
Like, no racist ass, man. Like, go to your own country. That's what you're trying to say.
Not even that. It's like, why are you working in the mall and you don't speak English? That don't make no sense.
I kind of understand that. That'd be like me, going to Brazil and not know how to speak. What, they speak Portuguese?
I don't know.
I think they speak Portuguese.
But like, it was a lady. She was fine too. They walked up to me because they were selling oils. And I'm like, yo, so who y'all connect and how much y'all charging for y'all oils? And the lady, she couldn't speak English. I'm like, why are you even selling? How are you making sales?
He trying, man. I mean, she could at least, know a little bit, like, yes, no, whatever. Yeah, that's universal. But. Yeah, they'd be like me going to Brazil and just not try to speak what they speak. And just try to be all right with it and not learn a little bit.
Yeah, like, you in the middle of one of the busiest malls in the country and you don't speak English. You working. But, is rap getting dangerous?
Has it been dangerous? Look at the history. Only people dying from each other is rappers.
Yeah.
You don't see rock stars going through this shit, like, fighting each other, killing each other.
Yeah, true.
Or just even regular people trying to kill them. I think mainly because rap seems to be so tied into, like, streets and all. That's why it's so dangerous. So if I was like, you're a rapper, you probably like a street nigga or something.
Yeah. Shout out to the street. Shout out to the streets. The voice.
The voice of the trenches. The streets. What all he say he was? That nigga heard that.
The boys.
He said, I am the street.
He said, I am the street.
I am the street.
Yo, Dirt be killing me.
Need to be killing me.
Yo, that's what Tekashi was wild on live. He was like,
I saw
yo, everybody around you die. Pick up a gun.
Like, that's kind of true. A lot of the dirt prone homies died. His cousin Nooski died swipe a week after he signed.
All the OTF, like, shoot, even Vaughn.
It looked calm. That was early on. It looked calm, like, the first person I knew from Scotland that died.
He was making some valid points though, because he was like, because when he was arguing with Reese homeboy was like, you getting a little too disrespectful. But C9 was like, so it's not disrespectful when y'all diss Tuca? And Reese was like, fuck Tuca. But he right though, like, I mean, they do, they be dissing they dead out, so I mean, yeah. I see.
Since now, he kind of going overboard a little bit. He said, rest in peace, bro. Like, bruh. He said, y'all think King Ron thirsty? You can pour it on King, y'all think he thirsty?
Man, that is crazy. But I blame, like, I really think, like, with the streets and stuff, I don't really think the streets is really what they say they are. Because, you know, like, especially in New York, because that's why I think 6ix9ine can freely walk around and stuff. Because, you know, Alpo snitched and killed his own mans. He's still walking around New York like, ain't nothing. Ain't nobody pressing him or nothing. So I feel like, you know, the culture in New York is rap behavior.
New York is New York. They don't even fuck about each other.
Like, majority of people catch a case in New York. They tell it or they get in life.
I think because New York is just so damn big. It's like, how many boroughs? Like, 5 boroughs?
Yeah.
Then that one huge ass city. So you can literally, like, be, like, 10 minutes away and still, like, right up in the hood. Right. Or talk differently. They have a different kind of accent.
I think Casanova either gonna have to tell or do 10 years.
Even some time. Okay. But the Rico shit is kind of racist, really. It ain't, I ain't gonna say racist, it's like, it's definitely stereotypical. Like, they basically target rappers.
Yeah. Well, now, I won't say they racist, because they started with the mob, but like, all everybody in the mob, they snitched on. They told on each other.
So mobs basically don't even exist no more.
Yeah. So it's like, and now they just doing it with the rappers. But I feel like, I feel like the streets, I think they need like an updated like pamphlet of the way the rules are. Cause it's like, the old pamphlet. The old heads living by. The instructions. These rules and the, our generation, we don't care.
We do not care. That's because old heads, they don't care. They don't care either. They'd rather criticize and help.
Yeah. Like what they do to Honeycomb?
Honeycomb Braids.
What, they firebombed this house?
Nah, he said that like they were shooting. And both his parents, I guess they had COVID. And like, they was on oxygen tanks. So when they shot, it blew up the oxygen tanks.
Oh, wow.
So they have a whole house on fire. And that's some fucked up shit.
What type of ops you got?
Yeah. Oh, I heard it from Mo Bill.
He be hanging out with Jay Prince. Like, what? I don't understand. What
you better call him. He better do something. That's both his grandparents.
Yeah, Chad put me on the Honeycomb, like, early on, like, a few months ago.
Honeycomb.
But he signed to rap a lot. I don't really like his music, but...
He only got a fucking... Wait. This can't be him. He ain't on Spotify. How the fuck is he an artist?
Really?
No. How you spell Honeycomb?
Is it he like on title.
Is it like literally Honeycomb? Or is it like some kind of H or something? Oh, it's KKOMB. I knew it. I knew it had to be some dumb shit like that. Yeah, he is. 57,000 monthly listeners.
Shaking my head.
This is violence. What you gonna do to stop this? What you gonna do in your community to stop this violence?
Shit, I ain't getting involved.
You gotta get involved.
I did feel like it was at a point to where, you know, some of these things could be stopped. But it's just like, I feel like it's gotten to a point to where it's like, people gonna do what they wanna do. And like nowadays, like, most people, they know better. They just choose to be criminals. Cause it's like, I think, cause like, you know, dealing with some of the females I be dealing with nowadays, or I be hanging out nowadays, I be realizing it's like, the guys, they just want fast money. They want money like this. They'll rather do it illegal right now than to like do something, like work your way up for the next 10 years and be rich for the rest of your life. That's how I've been looking. Like, a lot of these people, they just want a quick little 10 bands in the streets, you know, risk some jail time.
But I mean, you got something you want right now. You want to wait 10 years to finally get it.
Yeah.
It's a smart thing to do, to like wait 10 years or whatever, build yourself, but it won't feel good because you want it right now. You don't want to wait till you like too old to do some shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I ain't... Nowadays, I don't even get involved. I just be like, cause like with the, even with like some of the local stuff that be going on, I just separate myself. Cause like with certain rappers, I was like, you know, I would even tell people who be messing with them, I'd be like, you know, you should probably tell him that he shouldn't be beefing with these people.
You can't tell niggas that. They feel disrespected, they just gonna go.
Is that, and then when they die, it then be. Everybody be sad, crazy, sad.
Y'all knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But y'all just gassing it up.
So, I mean, I just stay out of my business nowadays. Just enjoying life. Life is good.
What you got, man? Is the baby here to stay? What the baby did?
I just asked, like, is, like, the baby, like, you think he's, like, here to stay? Because it's, like, his name is always in the media. But, like, he, the way he treats himself, like, he's Drake.
I mean, you gotta act like it, I guess.
Like, do you think he's, like, here to stay as in, like, the Lil Baby's here to stay?
Is Lil Baby here to stay?
I think so.
I think people gonna always want to go for him for a verse. Because he is good at that. He always got hard verses. It's the same flow with him, but they do be hard. I think he always be a good feature artist. His own projects may not ever be huge, like huge, but he always have a good feature.
I think he probably have like a Lil Wayne run and fall off. He probably gonna have like a big album like the Carter 3 and then it's over.
I don't know. I can't think he's in there a big album because he always putting shit out.
Yeah.
He's out in like, what, 2 months to breathe. He been holding off for right now, I guess.
But I do think the baby is, eventually, I think people gonna get tired of what he got going on. Because, like, every song is the same, it's the same thing.
I think Baby on Baby was a good album.
Yeah. Basically, he's just rapping about how the different ways he's gonna kill you if you try him. Every song.
I thought Kirk was gonna be a fucking great album, like a great personal album.
Oh God. He got
his intro. I was like, okay. It's gonna be something personal. Then, nope, second song. Like, damn, bro. This gonna be some crazy.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Kirk.
I was like, okay, this gonna be crazy. Then he did fucking pop star. Okay, Boppin' Vibes is pretty good. I ain't gonna lie, he do got some like Smiths. It ain't a bad project.
Never again. Shout out to the baby, though.
I don't like just how niggas always throwing fucking so many features on this shit just because.
Yeah. Shoot, majority of Pooh Shiesty's album was features.
I ain't listen to him. I feel like he kind of like sound like lazy to me.
Yeah, he is. I think Pooh Shiesty is the definition of somebody who don't care about life. Just care about killing.
Didn't he get shot at a couple days ago? Or he shot somebody?
Yeah, he was at like a shootout. Yeah, and then what? He got arrested for shooting somebody in the butt and robbing them, taking his chain. Then he got arrested. Like, he get on camera. They had a shootout.
He signed a Gucci.
I don't know what be going on. Rappers gotta chill these days.
Oh, he got his one project. Well, I guess one album, I guess. But I got some mixtape somewhere. Because I know Gucci ain't finna sign nigga for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you I'm shooting my shot? I'm shooting my shot.
What you mean?
Hey, Kim K.
Get out.
You know she's single now.
They're back together. Then get out.
Divorce.
What you gonna shoot those shots? How you gonna get in contact with her? You gonna be in the crowd.
DM.
She gonna block you, nigga.
I'm trying to get famous real quick.
I'm gonna shoot those shots. Do it right now. Let me see. Do that shit right now.
Did she got Instagram?
Yeah, she should. Mm-hmm. Of course she got Instagram. Kim Kardashian. single drop this number. Is that how you shoot? He said, hey, I know you're going through a lot right now, but if you need me, I'm here. 850. Oh my God. If you open it, I'll be surprised as fuck.
You gotta get how you
live. Off the message request? I was gonna say this. Hey, I would not open that shit. Nigga, who was you? Yeah, pray for Kanye, man. That man's going through it.
I think this is the best. I think this is good for Kanye. Because...
musically, probably. He probably have another 808s of heartbreak. But mentally, hell no.
I understand, like, you know, losing your mama is like a very, like a detrimental thing. But I just don't understand where the things go left. Because, like, dude really lost his mind.
He was too fucking famous, that's what.
Like, bro lost his mind.
He was too fucking famous.
Also, I do think it's pretty crazy the way his mom died.
The way, how she died?
Like, she had breast surgery. No. Like, she tried to get implants.
Exactly. Really?
Yeah. I didn't know. I would say the same thing when it happened. She was trying to get implants. And it didn't go out.
Yeah. But not what I was going to say.
Breast reduction. Plastic surgery.
Reduction or... did you get them bigger or smaller?
Smaller, I think. I don't understand how she died, though.
You see a reduction.
Died at home the next day. Coronary artery disease and multiple posts affected. Liposuction. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
But what really pushed it was fucking the Taylor Swift thing. He was drunk as fuck the whole night. He had a whole bottle of Henny to himself just drinking that shit.
Oh, he was drunk that night?
Yeah, he said. Nah. He walked in with a bottle of Henny. Literally. He was just swigging that shit the whole night.
Kanye gotta chill. I remember him taking the... What'd he say? Was it Rihanna or Beyonce?
Yeah, he said. I'm gonna just finish, but Beyonce had one of the greatest people of all time. Look, he had a whole bottle. Oh, just killing that shit whole night.
You probably need Amber Rose back in his life.
No. She probably the reason he was drinking that shit.
Party. You know, I've learned, like, you know, so a lot of females are very toxic.
He was drinking that shit whole night.
They'll either make you or break you. Literally. Drake, dang.
He even shared some with Cuddy that night.
Drake going through a divorce. It's crazy. Why is everybody getting divorced? But you know, I seen this coming though. I seen this coming with Kanye and Kim.
What?
I seen it years ago. Years ago, I had like a dream that they was going to get divorced.
You had a dream.
Oh, I swear. I had a dream about, man. I knew what it was. Like, I knew it wasn't gonna last.
Not sure they don't get divorced eventually. Damn, he was drunk as fuck that night.
Yo, he need to go see like a mental health doctor or something.
I'm sure he has. He was chugging that shit all night.
But you know, it is what it is. Shout out to Kanye.
We got some great albums from that night. We got a great album from that night.
Facts. Take things to the next level. Um, Have you watched? You got Disney Plus again?
Yeah.
Watch WandaVision?
Hell yeah, that shit is good as fuck.
Oh, it is. It's worth me getting back into.
It's good as fuck. If you know about it, if you like watch most of Marvel movies, or if, let's say you watch Age of Ultron, that's really all you need to know. I say Age of Ultron and like Endgame and Infinity War, I guess. All right,
well, I'm gonna take a word. I'm gonna go ahead and get Disney Plus back.
Now, like the first two episodes, you're gonna be like confused as hell. You're gonna be like, what is this? Like, what's even happening? What's the point of this?
That's how I was. All the episodes that are like available.
Nah, they doing like 1 week a new episode. They only doing 12 episodes. I think it's on episode 7 right now. But that shit is good. It pick up like around, say, episode 3 or 4. That's when you like start seeing some shit.
Okay, but yeah, I'm a purchase tonight. We're gonna be lit.
Cause now that shit is really good.
But you know, HBO Max is lit. They got like all the DC shows ever like really? Put out. Like, especially, like, you know, I like DC's cartoon movies.
Yeah. The animated movies, yeah. Yeah. They should be good. It's better than part of Marvel animated movies. Because they should link. I'm waiting for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's next month on the 19th. They only doing 6 episodes, though.
And you wanna know what's crazy? Dang, I lost my train of thought. Shout out to HBO. Yeah, I'm gonna get back Disney Plus, you know, hopefully.
I ain't gonna lie. Without WandaVision, Disney Plus is pretty dry. It probably got all old classics and stuff, but it don't have everything. So, like, I don't think they got American Dragon on there. They got some, they ain't got like David Barbarian and shit like that.
And that's why I got rid of that shit the first time. Cause I was like, bro.
And like, what's the point of it? Just rewatch old stuff we already watched? Like, yeah. It ain't really nothing great that's new besides WandaVision. But that shit is good.
But yeah, I'm definitely check it out. See what's up with it. I can't wait.
I want to see Loki, too. It's coming out in May.
Didn't Loki die?
Yeah, he died like 3 times. But apparently, I don't know who... I guess it's supposed to be like... This is supposed to be like a different Loki.
Yeah.
Like the one that was in Endgame who he had a space stone and got away.
The only movie I really want to see this year is Spider-Man. I just want to see, like, what's next? Spider-Man 3.
I have no fucking idea, bro. That's some Sony shit. Sony making that movie.
Because I'm hearing what, possibly it could be a multiverse.
Yeah, heard that too. But they might just do, like, just one scene.
Then I'm hearing, they're trying to redo the Fantastic Four again. Mm-hmm. And the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Boots is good because Marvel's doing it, but when Fox had it, that was terrible. Especially the Fantastic Four. The first Fantastic Four, though, that was alright, but the second one was terrible.
Yeah, I thought the first one was alright. Mm-hmm.
And they looked accurate too.
What Michael B. Jordan?
The second one, I'm like, bro. Why is he here?
And I didn't like the storyline. Like, yeah. What, dude was on a whole nother planet?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and they did time jumps and shit. Like, I didn't even know what was going on. Basically, I think they had Doom go to, like, another, I guess, dimension or planet or something. He got stuck there. He wanted to stay there. Then they went back to try to get him back. He didn't want to go back, so he just killed everybody and then went back.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Like,
what's the point?
What's the point? X-Men, I'm low-key, like, I really don't want that to be restarted.
Why not?
Because the way, I feel like X-Men, I do feel like Fox messed up with X-Men, but I feel like Logan was told the correct way.
You had to restart?
Yeah, I had to restart. Yeah, never again, though. We need Marvel. And honestly, I would rather Wesley Snipes come back as Blade, to be honest.
He too old. Yeah. He kind of old. He like 50-something right now. They have, what's his name, Marshall Ali. He might be good. He's a good actor.
Either he gonna make it or he gonna break it. But shoot, I'm paying. Marvel, they earn my respect.
Yeah, definitely.
Because DC ain't been the same.
They got to get it together.
Smallville.
I think they tried to go too fast. They was doing too much too fast. Instead of trying to build up slow like Marvel did. Because we didn't see the first Avengers movie until like 4 or 5 movies in.
Yeah.
Because it was, I think, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, I think the Iron Man 2, then like Captain America.
Yeah, well, what DC what did? Superman, then Justice League.
They did. They did Superman, then no, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, then Justice League. Like, bruh. Like, we don't even know all these niggas yet.
But they ain't even build. And then what they... But they tried to build the Justice League in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, basically.
And then didn't Superman die?
And, yep, he died in Batman vs. Superman.
Yo, you right. They was moving. DC moving way too fast.
Then I heard they were trying to do Flashpoint, and you know about Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Then I heard they were trying to do Blackest Night with Green Lantern. Like, how y'all doing like this fucking universe altering shit? And like, ain't got a universe built.
And then like the thing I don't get with DC is why is the CW got their own DC
yeah,
universe?
They got their own stuff too.
And then in y'all movies, it's like...
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Now, they try to do what Marvel doing. They have, like, the movies and the shows kind of tie in at the same time. That'd probably be, like, a little better.
Yeah.
You can build some shit, but... Now, the way they doing.
I'm like, what? What? Because, like, what? This is a Smallville. So, Smallville is its own universe. And then the universe they have now is the Arrow universe. And then they done killed off Green Arrow.
When that was his whole shit. He started all that.
Exactly. And then the crazy part is that the powers that... I didn't like how they ended that off. They gave Green Arrow powers. He had... Oliver had superpowers and shit. And then he just died. Then what? The Flag. Then everybody end up on one Earth. Like, I didn't understand what was going on.
I didn't even try to understand. Because they had too many shows to me, to be honest. They had, what, Legends of Tomorrow. I didn't even know what that was about. I think the first season, it was kind of serious. Then, like, I saw episode, like, season 3 or something. It was like a comedy.
And then what? Who else?
They had what, Batwoman? That
Batwoman's black
and,
now?
And they recasted her.
Like, what?
I think it was so boring. I think that's why it was so boring.
Bro, I turned on the CW. I was like, what? Noah, what's going on? Because the girl was supposed to be Bruce's cousin or something. The white girl was supposed to be Bruce's cousin. And then they showed Bruce in Batwoman. But he, like, paralyzed. His body all robotic and shit. Like, DC, just, please get it together. The only thing, I think DC needs to focus on their producers. They need to focus on, like, Christopher Nolan. Because Christopher Nolan, he did the Dark Knight series. Mm-hmm. That's the only DC movie I'll ever give praise for. Because I think The Dark Knight was that was great storytelling. Made me want to cry, low key. The Voice. Let's see.
might be it. Oh yeah, I'm ready for the next Thriller. Uzi's finna drop a Thriller.
Allegedly.
But no, that's it. I'm cool. I gotta go to sleep.
I don't know about that.
Cool. Oh yeah. Shop Alexander Brand.
Subscribe to Let's Talk Order Podcast. All podcast platforms.
Subscribe to Eli Talks.
Yeah, please do.
And then we'll be getting deep on the I'll be missing the lives. I'll be at work sometimes.
I start going live. Well, I ain't been live in a few days.
I'm gonna join one day and have your ass just laughing. You ain't gonna know what to say. You can admit in the series of that conversation. Time ball. You're dealing with toxicity in your life. I'ma join you. Can just go. But alright, we out.
Are you interested in a product that relieves dry hair, skin, stretch marks, and other skin conditions such as eczema? Then you should definitely go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go check out their handmade whipped shea butter. Now, this shea butter is not like any other shea butter. This shea butter is made with the raw shea butter from Africa, but also has natural ingredients such as olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil, and castor oil, as well as vitamin E and mineral oil to make the product the best that it can be. If you're interested in other skincare products by the Alexander Brand or even essential aromatherapy products, then go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now. In fact, if you go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now and type in the code Just Because discount, you will get 30% off. Again, that is the Just Because discount and you will get 30% off. So go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go shop now.